What up, what up, what up? Kenyatta Banks in the building. You know what it is, Inside the Arsenal, back at it again. And today's topic I really want to talk about is triggers. And I don't mean triggers on the handgun, but metaphorically, it could be that too. Things that people say and or do that hit you deep in your soul and cause pain or confusion or anger. And what do you do with triggers, and why, knowing your triggers and dealing with your triggers while being able to communicate your triggers to others, especially when it comes to friendships or relationships or whatever type of ships you're into, why knowing your triggers and expressing that in a proper manner, or at least in a way that is receivable, hopefully, to the other party, to where you can acknowledge and own up to your triggers while continuing to build and move forward. And I was talking to a friend of mine, Imani, aka Happy Nappy Vegan. Follow her on Instagram. And there was a situation where she was telling me that something happened to her in her life that was really detrimental. She was with a guy, and she had got pulled over or something to that effect. And she, you know, as a woman, quote unquote, a melanated, a black woman, if you will. And she called her dude for moral and emotional support, while she was getting pulled over and whatever. And like, yo, I needed that comfort. She needed that, you know what I'm saying, that energy, that protective feeling, even if it was through the phone. And maybe somebody should make a remix to Kiss Me Through the Phone, like Protect Me Through the Phone. And maybe not. Who knows? Anyway, shout out to Soulja Boy. Drake? Anyways. Still one of the funniest things I've ever seen. But she, so the dude, anyway, while she was on the phone looking for comfort and emotional help, support, the dude, her significant other, fell asleep. As if what she was going through didn't matter. And so that is a trigger for her, for anybody else, if she's talking on the phone or you know what I'm saying, to a friend or family member or whatever, and they fall asleep. And granted, people fall asleep. It's a part of life. You know what I'm saying? For her, it triggers that emotion, that moment again. And sometimes we have to be okay with, like, okay, let me express to you that this is a trigger and this is why. And the hope is that so you don't do that to me, right? That's the hope. The reality is it might still happen. And I don't think that it is, I don't know if fair is the right word, but the other person, the family member or friend or acquaintance or whoever who falls asleep, is not the same situation. However, this is what we're relatable people, so we relate to things that hurt us in the past, in the sense to try to avoid them, avoid it from happening again. And we were having this conversation, and I was like, well, that's not fair, because if I fall asleep on the phone, one, is because I'm exhausted, and two, like, I wake up at 4:30 in the morning, and I work out, and I teach classes, so I expound and expend a lot of energy throughout the day. So I might want to talk to someone, and then eventually, you know what I'm saying, the Sandman be throwing them hands. He got them things. Pop, 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 pop. And I'm out. So, but this is why knowing your triggers are important, and knowing where they stem from. Because then you can assess it and say, yeah, that's still a trigger for me. However, these situations are different. Oh, my cousin fell asleep on the phone with me. Yeah, I felt some type of way because it triggered me. But it wasn't the same type of trigger. It wasn't the same type of situation. But I'm still working on dealing with it and healing from it. And we all have them. And even for myself, I had to learn. So I'm like, well, what are your triggers? And you have to be okay with expressing that to people. A trigger for me is I have a brand, Arsenal by Kenyatta. I have workouts, Arsenal Hit, Arsenal Strength. I teach these to a massive group of people multiple times a week. I also have an online program, right? So I am a people person. And when I'm teaching, I have built genuine relationships with people, genuine bonds over the years. And so for me, a trigger is if someone's interested in me or whatever, you are not coming in the way of what I'm building. Sorry, no offense, not happening. And if you can't deal with me being in a room full of predominantly women, or me hugging women, or saying what's up to a bunch of people where you are not my focal point because I am doing my work. And when I say my work, I mean from above, from upstairs down. I'm doing my work. So, an insecure person, when it comes to that, I can't deal with. A jealous person, I understand we have emotions and whatever. I can't deal with that. Like, it is a trigger for me. I don't want to say I can't. I choose not to deal with that. I don't want to deal with it because I refuse to be in the land of a proving ground. I've done that before, especially in a relationship where I'm giving, and trying to prove that I'm not, you know, someone's ex, or I'm not this bad guy who, you know, puts their hands on women or whatever, right? Like, whatever someone's past is, I'm like, okay, if I know your past, like, it helps me navigate to where I'm not that. However, I also learned from those situations, it doesn't matter if you're not that. So I refuse to waste my time in a proving ground. I don't need to prove anything to you. This is who I am. I will tell you straight up, yo, I'm selfish about my brand and what I'm building. And I'm selfish about when I'm in my work, it ain't about you. And for the person or whoever is like, wants my time, like quality time, you have to be okay and you have to be willing to appreciate me in the time alone or whatever, because you're getting, these people only see me for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or an hour, or a little bit longer depending on the conversation and whatever, right? But you don't know what other people are going through. So you don't know why I'm hugging somebody. But to you, it just looks like, but once I feel like, yo, I got to start explaining, I'm already triggered. No, I'm not explaining this to you. Because clearly, there's some insecurity. Clearly, there's some jealousy. Clearly, why are you coming here? Unless you're just looking for it's like a dog trying to like mark its territory. Yo, I'm not your territory. But if you was confident and more self-aware, you would be like, yo, that's dope. Like, yo, that's what's up. And then you get me for however long other hours of the day, or you see the other side of me that's not inside of a classroom teaching and helping change lives. But everyone has their triggers. I know what mine are. That's one of them. I don't have the energy to, like, I don't want to waste my energy explaining things that don't need to be explained. It's silly to me, and I could be wrong. However, I'm just being honest in how I feel about triggers. Another trigger is like, yo, if there's an argument, this is like a significant other trigger, right? If there's an argument and then you decide like, you know what, whatever, I'm going to go sleep on the couch. I have a problem with that. Don't do that. That's a darker trigger for me. You know what I'm saying? Because someone was, it even goes deeper than what I thought. And this just hit me right now. My parents divorced when I was 13. When I was around 11, 12-ish, I remember for the most of the time, my dad stopped sleeping in the room with my mom and he started sleeping on the couch. And then I would ask him, like, why are you out here sleeping on the couch? Like, what's cracking? Oh, yeah, my back hurts or whatever. The bed makes my back hurt or whatever that was, right? And that was the excuse. That was the reason. This just hit me right now. And I also dated someone who did that and low-key was, you know what I'm saying, cheating with an ex. So I'm not a fan of that. Those are two transparent triggers that I'm like, yo. And here's the thing about triggers. You have to be okay with it's going to happen again. Right? When you first meet somebody and whatever, they don't know that that's your trigger. So that's not a fair thing to just flash on them. It's cool for you to acknowledge it, digest it, let it marinate, and then have the conversation. Listen, this is a trigger for me. Just give me some time. And when you're ready to talk without all the emotions and the extra stuff, then you come back and you talk about it and say, hey, the trigger for me is you sleeping on the couch, or the trigger for me is you questioning the people I interact with and whatever. Once I tell you, hey, this is what I do, I'm not explaining it again. You know what I mean? Because now you know. What's the saying? Know better, do better. Okay. And we have to have that on both sides. Even with your friends, if they do something that triggers you, let them know. We don't know what we don't know. But at least express that so that we can move forward. You know what I'm saying? And so even with the whole falling asleep on the phone with Imani, because we had a good conversation about this. Like, hey, it's not fair for you to just be mad at someone. But I can't tell you how to feel initially. But make sure you check yourself. Make sure you pay attention. And then let's be realistic about the situation, because whoever falls asleep is not the same as the dude who did it when you needed him and wanted him most. So then how do you heal from that? Because people sleep. Everyone's going to sleep. And here's something funny. It's like one day we were having a conversation. I was like, yeah, so you remember back in the day, some of y'all might be too young. Back in the day, it was like a cute thing to fall asleep on the phone with someone. And I don't know how many of y'all remember that, but I remember them days where it's like, yo, you was on the phone for so long, you just fell asleep until you heard that, right? The phone is off the hook. And that little annoying sound wakes you up. But see, back then, there was no relatability. There was no trigger for people in that sense. So it was a thing of endearment. It was a thing of like, yo, I enjoyed our conversation so much, or your energy so much, and your time so much, that I didn't even want to get off the phone. So I don't know who can relate to that, but I'm like, so it's also about your perspective once you address the trigger. So find out what your triggers are and address them within yourself first. Find the root of it and go rip that root out, and then be able to have clear, concise conversations about what triggers you and why. Not saying it's going to make everything perfect, but it does help on your journey when you're dealing with other people, when you bring other people into your life. It gives you a better understanding of how to move around them and how to avoid those triggers. But guess what? Just because you avoided that one, oh, there's going to be more. There's going to be another trigger. But it's about being able to respond to your triggers versus reacting to them. And initially, the reaction is going to happen until you get into a place of peace and like true awareness of you and your emotions, and when you get them in control, under control, and sometimes they go out of control. You need both. That's the way the world works. Yin and yang, darkness and light, happy and sad. You know what I'm saying? Love and hate. All these things are real. So just know that it's going to happen and be okay with that. Triggers are a real thing. But address them accordingly and express them accordingly. So if you want to comment, I would love your comments. If you have questions, concerns, you can email me at Kenyatta@arsenalbykenyatta.com. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Arsenal by Kenyatta. Stay updated with events, live events, traveling events, live workouts, the whole nine. Arsenalbykenyatta.com. Go support the movement, buy some merch, whatever, like support your boy. And I will be back again. So I appreciate y'all for tuning in. know what I'm saying? And yeah, if you got any topics you want me to talk about, man, I'm all open for it. So I appreciate y'all. Stay up, stay well, be blessed. Peace, love, and fire hands.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.